We've got one of our compatriots on the line. This is Tabea. We've woken him up. G'day, Tabea. How are you?
Good, John. No, I'm performing the old ritual of fomenting, which is where you put books in boiling water to try and banish the fever that's lifting you.
But you've woken up and doing such things because you've got an important message to remind people about the Reservoir Library and the renaming.
That's right, Annie and Matthew and all the listeners. This weekend is the last weekend before Council sits in on the proposal of considering whether to rename the Reservoir Library, the Darebin Council, the best council in the world. We'd like to hope it's in to consider renaming the Reservoir Library to after Gaetano Zecca for his amazing legacy that he's left the citizens of the northern suburbs and indeed all oppressed people. And so we'll be outside Reservoir Library tomorrow collecting interested people that want to write an email to him, to the council about him, and talking about maybe some that's inspired them about Gaetano and why they think renaming the library to be an important thing to do. We have social media on Instagram and Facebook campaign to rename the Reservoir Library after Gaetano Greco. You can get all the information there. But the most important thing is, I guess, if people can spare maybe 5-10 minutes to shoot council an email, that's really all we need to do, and just show Gaetano and his family how important his legacy was to the people of the northern suburbs.
Yeah, and I think it's also important to point out, if it's all possible, that you could attend the council meeting on Tuesday evening at around about 6 or 6:30. And even if you are so motivated and have the time, also suggest that you speak to a submission. I want to suggest people look very closely at the council meeting agenda, item 9.1. And look at that very closely and adhere to the items and that agenda. Because there's an important piece about allocating council budget funding to bring about the memorial.
Yeah. Oh,
that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the significance, of course, of Gaetano, I met Gaetano as a person collecting news. And one of the most interesting things for me as a person who collects news is that Gaetano was staunch. He was continuous and he was also incredibly open-handed and friendly. So he focused on what he was aiming to do, and he worked with people to do it. And as a person who collected media, I was always blown away by how generous he was in terms of time, and he had absolutely no sense of your importance or lack of importance in the sphere, the world sphere. He was completely open-handed and even with all people. Fantastic person.
That's right, and that stretches into his sort of career working with the council and everything like that. So he was elected mayor of Darebin at one point, and he even forewent his mayoral car and his extra allowance, redirecting all those funds into aged care, into caring for council, keeping aged care as a council service, as well as many other projects like the widely popular Save the Press the Market campaign, the campaign to put the Palestinian flag up onto council building. So he was really a person with a breadth of compassion and concern, and dedicated really all his life to people. One of the funniest anecdotes that we've been reflecting on Gaetano is that other, so-called progressive parties one time approached him and said, well, how do you campaign? How do you get the voice of the people? And that was a sort of unheard of concept to him, because it seemed so easy for him. He just talked to the people. He just get out there and knock on doors and talk to people. And it didn't matter whether his principles were grounded in communism. The important thing was what those principles led him to. So if people need garbage collected, lights on, streets fixed so you don't fall into a pothole, that's where that's where the interest is, and that's how you balance doing the bigger stuff as well.
One of the things that's really important about this too that strikes me is that, you know, when you see places that are named after people in local environments, I always think, because having a historical mind, I'm thinking, I wonder who that person was. And it leaves you to look into that person, which is important, because actually naming the library, which I have to say, the library is such a perfect a place to have his name, because, of course, that's what libraries represent. But it's not for Gaetano, it's for us.
Yeah. It creates a bit of a living link to people that really existed and that did real work in the community. And that's really important to remember. And I think that's one of the most important bits about the Reservoir Library being renamed there after Gaetano, because one, he was a resident of Northcote, Preston Reservoir. His work was always around there. But also the thing about the library is that it stands at this perfect nexus of things that represent what Gaetano was about, so empowering people for their own self-determination, providing education there, providing access to services. Because, I mean, like we've often said, you've often told me, Annie, you know, the library is so much more than just a place where you can get books. It's a place where people can be connected in a very real way to services that they might not ever be able to access on their own.
Yeah, and they can actually be comfortable.
That's right, and not feel judged and stuff like that. So that's a lot of the reasons why we're pointing on this, and it's not just us doing it of our own volition. We've been given the mandate by his family. And so, yeah, that's all. We just want to encourage people to get out there and write an email, and if you want to come talk to us, we'll be there from about 11 onwards.
That's tomorrow. That's at Reservoir Library. And,
right, at the Reservoir train station.
Yeah, and go to the Darabin Council offices. What address is that?
That's on High Street. No, it escapes me exactly when. But
it's in High Street in Northcote.
It's on High Street,
yeah. At 6, for the council meeting at 6:30 on Tuesday.
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Thanks very much for waking up and telling us that.
No stress. Thank you so much to all the listeners, and thank you guys for a great program.
Ciao,
I'll talk to you guys later.
Ciao. Ciao. That's 284 Gower Street, folks. 284 Gower Street, Preston, where the town hall is.